Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design, a show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, from overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and almost everything in between, each week we hone in on an aspect of design that we think deserves a little bit more attention. Today, Monocle's Marie-Sophie Schwarzer tells us how the legacy of the Bauhaus lives on nearly a century after its founding.
The Bauhaus centenary is fast approaching, and with it, a growing interest in its legacy. The venerated German art school, which operated from 1919 to 1933, quickly established itself as an ambassador of German design and has influenced generations of international designers and architects. 100 years after Bauhaus founder Walter Gropius introduced his school's functional modernism to the world, society is once again eager to return to the values set forth by the movement. Even though the school, which aimed to unite the arts and find a new way of living, celebrated mass production and the democratization of design, it was always a strong proponent of manufacturing products that would outlast fashions and generations. In midst of today's trend-focused commercial collections and throwaway culture, it's comforting to see a return to the steadfast Bauhaus philosophy that set out to create a better world in the aftermath of the First World War. One of the brands that has remained true to Gropius's legacy since the start is Tecta. The German furniture manufacturer, established in the small verdant town of Lauenfurde in the 1960s, has become an authority on Bauhaus furniture. Its longtime director, Axel Bruchhäuser, collaborated with Marcel Breuer, who pioneered the use of tubular steel in furniture. He traded sketches with Mies van der Rohe's office and worked together with the Gropius family to realize re-editions of the founder's furniture. Bauhaus designers cherished that just like at the school's former workshops in Weimar and Dessau, Tecta set up ateliers specializing in weaving, sewing, woodcutting and metalwork, bringing craftsmanship to the foreground once more. Today, Tecta produces around 30 certified Bauhaus originals and re-editions for clients from Japan to the US in its ateliers, alongside an in-house line of made-to-last furniture. The values that underlie Tecta's philosophy, inspired by the Bauhaus, shouldn't be extraordinary. Ideally, they'd be universal. Perhaps the momentum of the centenary and the growing understanding that sustainability and provenance are key to creating enduring designs will ensure that the ethics established by the Bauhaus will flourish once again. Until then, establishments such as the Bauhaus Archive in Berlin are doing their best to keep the sentiments of the movement alive. In line with the centenary, the Gropius Design Museum is adding a contemporary glass tower expansion designed by Berlin-based architect Volker Stab, which will open just in time for the anniversary. Whether its design at completion will be a Gesamtkunstwerk, a total work of art, to befit the world's premier Bauhaus institution, has yet to be seen.
Our warm thanks to Marie-Sophie Schwarzer there for that report on the legacy of the Bauhaus. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 time or download the podcast at just about any time you like. Remember, you can always uncover more design delights in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.